Easy way out.
Start with it, you're 2 weeks, Rabbi Lumpin.
Easy way out.
In the Second World War, one of the big mission, I don't know if you read the book, in the Old Throne, the rescue of the Rebbe of Belz. It was a very, very big mission, a Baltic mission. One of the Vayisir Yachnis were in Budapest, when they went, they ran away from Bochner, from Poland, because it was Mamish, the Tsuras, they were liquidating the whole ghetto in Bochner, so the Mamish last minute made a hole in the gate of the Bochner ghetto. He went out to the Tehar Goy, who drove them to Budapest. The Goy said that they saw a cloud around the car, to cover the car. Anyway, they came to Budapest. Budapest in Hungary was they didn't even dream of a war then in Hungary. And the Euler was so excited, the Tzadik Ador, the Belz, who was holding the Vuch, the Baron of Belz, he did like a Malach and a Kim. And he's here in Hungary, the whole Hungary, Oberland, Interland, Ashkenazim, all started coming to. And it was Rosh Hashanah. They were planning, thousands of people were planning to come to Rosh Hashanah to the Belz Roof. And the Belz Roof didn't want that there should be a big oilem, because it was times of war, and it wasn't necessary to make any, the goyim should see, especially they ran away from Poland. They were seeking them. So it wasn't a good idea to make a whole oilem come together and get around the Belz Roof and become famous. It was schoolers. So he told the Gabuim to write letters to all the towns of Hungary, Nishtikim, not to come. They wanted the oil to come. Why? But there was no money. They had no money to live on. The Belz Roof had no money. The Chassidim will come, they'll bring money, the Belz Roof kept asking them, she schrieb the brief, had gesehen, as a halt nicht mehr schrauben. So he called the asker, said to him, Kim, take five letters, five papers, I'll dictate to you what to write. Told him to write. The Fkida Sarav Shlita, and the Fkida of the Rebbe, Shalom Yuvoi, Shem Ish, the Kolshke Bucharim, Al Hayumim Neruim. They said, no, Al Hayumim Kedoshim. He said, Yumim Neruim, then he mended himself, but not Yumim Neruim, Yumim Kedoshim. The two ways how we find in the Poskim to call these names of these days. You call Yumim Neruim, the Rebbe writes Yumim Neruim, Yumim Neruim. The days of murder, of fear. Yom Neruim, the Eibush is Melech B'mishpat Yavad Uretz, El is my Rach B'mruzen, Al B'tishri is my Adin. Shule Gesayvim, so you give me Gesayvim, Yom Neruim. He said, no, not Yom Neruim, Yom Kedoshim, Heilige Tei. It's a big difference, we call days Yom Neruim, we call them Yom Kedoshim. Yom Neruim, Bechlau, he said the word Tshiva. Yom Teshuva. Shiva can be associated with Haruta, which is true. Ziva Sachet, changing your masim, not doing the right thing and feeling that you're wrong. But at the same time, Shiva can be called Shiva. I'm returning to my Shushim. I'm returning to my source. The same word can be looked at from two angles. It can be an angle of Smarmarist, of Haruta, which is true. But it has a schooner of the Yetzer Hara bringing a person to Atzus or to Yish, no tachlis then. But if you say Tshiva in a sense of returning to Eibishter, then it's okay, it's the Simcha. And Yom Kedoshim brings out the Kedisha, brings out the Heilika, brings out the Chizik. But Eitzim, I think this can be Pushet Pshat in the Psikim and the Chemya. The Psikim and the Chemya tell us that the Yidin, after they came back from the Gulas Bovel, and they were in bad shape. They had sinned there, and they were in bad shape. And the Heilige Leviim, Nehemiah Novi, and Ezra Soifer, and the Leviim, were even got themselves a Torah for the Yidin, and the Yidin realized they have to do a lot of Shiva. And they started crying. Says the Pusik, the Leviim said, Hayoim kudoi shila shem elekaimi. It's a heilige thing. Al tisabli ve al tifki, don't cry. Was nicht, it's like yom neruhe. But you have to remember, it's yom kudoi shem heilige thing, Hashem's Buch helps you. And they carried on crying. So he said again, sing, carry on. Al tisabli, yom lehem, lechi ichli bashmanem, sim amtakim, eat and drink, shirchi muris lai, nuchaloi, ki kudosh ayom adonai, twice the Pusik says kudosh, va al tisabli, don't be ba'atzus, don't be depressed. Why? Chedvas Hashem, him is them. The rejoice of Hashem, that's your strength. So you have to understand, end of the day, person who realizes the truth, he realizes that he has to become better. He realizes that he's not doing the right things. And he's feeling a charuta. How is Shaykh to have charuta together with the Simcha? They were crying for a good reason. They had reasons to cry. They wouldn't stop crying. A person can't stop crying. A person cries because his emotions become overwhelmed. He starts crying. So they were crying for a good reason of charuta. What was the answer? Because it's Tumu Kedoshim, be happy. How can you be happy if you realize the truth, if you're seeing the truth? A person many times runs away from the truth. People like to be in denial because they can't face the truth. See, if once you do face the truth, it's a git, or it brings you to crying. It's a school like it can be Hatshulma depressed. So what's the answer? Be happy. Does it mean say be in denial, Hatshulma? What's the true pshat in being happy when a person realizes he has to do tshiva? We find in the Torah, writes, in Hilchos Shishuna, but he's a medrash. K'mi Hashem lekayni, k'mi goy gudel, who's like this big nation, Hashem lo elikim koivim aylov, Hashem is so near to Klal Yisroel, b'chol k'ra'ayni aylov, whatever you call him, he answers, and the medrash says that a normal person, when he has a court case, and the court case of a penalty can be of life and death, obviously he puts on black garments, and it's all in pressure, aber Klal Yisroel, nishazoy, Klal Yisroel, they know Yom HaDin, but they eat and they drink and have betuchim, the Eibishter will zecher help them. What shall betuchim? We were taught in Chayde, when it comes to Gashmias, you have betuchim. Gashmias, you have betuchim. You want to make a lot of money, have betuchim. You want to have a nice house, a nice car. It's not up to you, it's up to Hashem, have betuchim. Ask Hashem. You might do a shtadlis, but the shtadlis is not the reason. Now, in the middle of a war, that's a school. We believe it's all Hashem is burach. I, Hashem, we see this with all these missiles. It's no, we have a minute. We know it's all a Kodesh Buch. That's all in Gashmius. When it comes to Rachdius, this Bucha says, comes in Yeshiva. You want to learn? I have betochen. I'll sit in bed and I have betochen. I'll become a Talmud Chochem. I'll do mitzvah. We know that mitzvah says Yisroel Sevra. It's our achayis. You have to have your own achayis. It's up to you. The only hakim da shemayim, alts mach da ibish, the chitz b'yir shemayim, it's up to us. So what's pshat betochen? The person feels, he looks back at his year, and he sees, I'm not doing well, I should do better, in the words of Hashem, I should daven better, I should learn better, I should be more with shmir sanayim, I should be more with chesed, and I'm not being matzliach, I'm not being, so he feels humble, and I feel maybe he's a failure. He said, no, don't feel bad, feel good, have betochen. What's pshat? What's the pshat? The Kud Nachum Dov after mentioning Chassam Sofer. He came in over the mount. We said before, the Bel Zeruv chose to call these days Yomim Kedoshim, the Heilige Day, not Yomim Neruim. Yomim Neruim might make it fear. Yomim Neruim, Teifen Yire. He chose to call it Yomim Kedoshim, Heilige Day. Chassam Sofer says a gewaltige pshat in Yomim Kedoshim. Why is it called Heilige Day? So it says the follows. Chodesh Elul, sorry, or Yemai Rutzen, days of Rutzen. Hashem is Mesratzer, he likes us, it's Rachme ve Rutzen, Rachme. And we think it's already gone, most of Chodesh Elul is already gone, it's only 2-3 days left. So he says, a big Chiddush. Because as the days move on, the Rutzen becomes bigger. Now already the end of Elul, it's already gone by. No, now we are in the Spitz. Of the Rutzen, because the more days carry on, it's a bigger Rutzen. When's the biggest Rutzen? the minute before the end of Elul, before Rosh Hashanah, is the biggest of Rutzis. It's the point of the pyramid of the Rutzis. Is when? The minute before it was before Rosh Hashanah. As soon as we finish Elul, came Din. Rosh Hashanah is Din. So the point of Elul and Rosh Hashanah is Rutzin and Din. Rutzin and Din, Gematria 450, the same Gematria is Kudosh. Kudosh, Gematria, Rutzin and Din. So the whole inner Yom Tehillim take means that it's Rutzin together with Din. Yom Neruah means only Din. But Yom Kudosh means days of Rutzin and Din. The Amshel likes us and he wants to help us. Let's understand the real depth of the Betukim that we have. L'choyer, it's our Bechir, it's our Achrayas. The Gewaltige Yisot, the Gemurah says, in condition, Yitzroi shel Udom miskabe ulam b'chol yoyim. Yitzhorah tries to be machshel every single day with a virus. V'leila kudush buchi oizroi. If Hashem won't help us, lo yuchloi, it wouldn't be possible. So what do you learn, Pshat Tushet? The Eibishter helft, yeah? In Gashmi, it's like, wieso bist du behau hier mit Zlich in Panuse? The Eibishter helft. What's what helft? Ich mach 50%. Und dann sagt, das macht der Eibishter. Nein, helft, das ist halb, helft. Der Eibishter helft. Halb mach ich, und halb macht der Eibishter. Ein nächtiger Tod. Alles macht der Eibishter. Weil nur der Eibishter, ich sag mal, schäht. Ich sag, Panuse, wie ein biges Kuchen, wie ein biges Businessman. Der Eibishter ist, ich war schäht, auf. Alles macht der Eibishter. So we think that's only in Gashmias. Aber in Rachmias, we have to do. So, that was what Oizra means help. Like, the Eibishter helps, I also make. Says it's for Semes, it's a mistake. He brings a raya that also in Avodas Hashem, also in Yiras Shemayim, Hashem makes everything. Oizra means er macht alles. Like in Gashmias, auch this as well. And I can daven. And I can learn. I can be an Elch Yid. I can serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, do the mitzvahs, have Yiras Shemayim. It's all in the hands of Hashem. It's all B'yad Hashem, only B'yad Hashem. Where's the Raya? Where's the Raya? It's a Chiddush. But this time, I'll soon explain. If so, what do we do? Both. Oh, but Altmat Hashem, what's the Raya? The Mishnah says, in the Sechtes Uvers, it's also Pusik. We say it every once a Shabbos. Lo Yisipunim, Lika Shoycha. The Eibishter is not Lo Yisipunim, it doesn't take Shoycha. The Mishnah, the Pilke Uvers. Shahak Shoy, it's all his. I mean, the Rambam, Pesach Shnayis, Havamina, that Shaykh Shoy, the Eibishter, you bribe the Eibishter with money. It's the Havamina. What's the Havamina? The Mishnah, the Pusik has to say, Leikach Shoycha, Takach Shaloy, says the Mishnah, it's all his. A Havamina, the Eibishter, you can give bribery. Well, what's the Havamina? It's the Shaykh. Says the Rambam, Pesach Shnayis, no. Supposing a man is Mekai, 1,000 mitzvahs. 1,000 mitzvahs. And what am I? Please do me a favor, Hashem Yisburach. I've given you so many mitzvahs, 1,000 mitzvahs. What a vayre! Who cares? What a vayre! I can bribe the Eibishter, I can give him 1,000 mitzvahs, and what a vayre! Says the Pusik. The Eibishter doesn't take shoychat. You can do 1,000 mitzvahs, but what a vayre! You'll get schar for the mitzvahs, but there'll be a dinner cheshbon a vayre. There's no shoychat on the Eibishter. No favor. Well, yes, a poonem. This person is a chmane. All times, always doing my roots. Once he was over. No, Leik Shoycha. The Rambam shot the Mishnah. Thanks for saying, what's the Mishnah carry on? Why not? Shahakon Shaloi, it's all his. If speaking about mitzvah, it's not his. We do the mitzvahs. If speaking about money, you can say, didn't take Shoycha, it's all his. But say, according to the Rambam, the Mishnah speaks about bribery of mitzvahs, weaker than the mitzvahs. No, Shahakon Shaloi. He does the whole mitzvah. What do we do? The little rutzen. The little rutzen. It's only the small rutzen, but lemasa, to be able to do the mitzvahs lemaisa, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lila HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oizroi yuchel, it doesn't mean oizroi only a little bit. Completely. We have the small little rutzen. That rutzen itself wouldn't be possible with cloud to be mekayim, only with Siyata Nishmaya, only with Hashem's help. So this makes the person a complete different concept and then avoids Hashem. If I stand up here on Rosh Hashanah and I know, they hear the shofar, and the Rambam says the shofar awakens us to realize why we are here in this world, and to realize why Hashem is our creator. As the Rambam says, Iri Yishayde Mishinasra, wake up from your sleep. And then the Rambam, the Frankel Rambam, Shabbat Frankel Rambam, they have the Girse, Iri, Iri Yishayde Mishinasra, but no pollution. I saw it this year the first time. Iri, Iri, wake up, wake up. Not wake up once, it's like a double wake up. Iri, Iri, says the Rambam, Yishayde Mishinasra. So all of a sudden, I have to realize, see the truth, that I'm not in a good shape. Very difficult to face such a case. I prefer to be in denial. I prefer not to think about it. Nobody wants to feel unhappy. But since you realize it's Hashem will help you, why are you in despair? Because you don't feel that you can change your life. You can't change. Only Hashem can change it. A person thinks that Yiras Shemayim, he has to change. He has to change. He can't change, so he gets in despair, gets in Yish. If the person would realize that it's not I have to change, Hashem has to change, I have to have a rootsen. Have a rootsen. How do you have a rootsen? You're down to Hashem. You have betuchen to Hashem. That's what the Torah says, a goy, when he has a mishpat, he dresses black, and he falls into pressure. Or be yidin, they have a mishpat, they eat, they drink, and they're happy. Why? Behold, they know, they have a minah, that I have to become better. What does that mean, become better? I can become better. I can't do better. I can ask Hashem and rely on Hashem and ask Hashem with a real rootsen. The more rootsen I have, the more Hashem will help me. That makes a person much easier to be able to face the Matzias and to do Tshiva. And that's trap. They were crying. So the Pusik says, Kudsh Hashem, it's a day of holiness, a day of rootsen. And then as we said, a day of Kedisha, Hashem will help you. Chedmas Hashem. It's a simple Hashem, he will help you. Hashem will help you. But Meile, that's a gewaltig koyach to be able to face the cheating of Tshiva. We always part of the difficulty in facing Tshiva because it means we have to change what we can do. How can we change? Is it possible to change? And where do we start? So the choyach, it's difficult to face it. So we prefer it should be Rani Chavike. Why should it be Rosh Hashanah? It's not Shiva, Yom Kippur, all about Chatuim, and about Charut, and about Shiva. I prefer Chanukah, I prefer Chamushusim B'Shvat, I prefer Purim. Why should I have to have a day of telling me that I have to change my style of life, and I have to do better, I have to have more Yiras Shemayim? I'm trying my best, and I can't do better. I don't feel I can do better, so I prefer not to face it. That's all if I have to do it. But if night in Gashmias, we realize Hashem does it, a real man and believes Hashem does it, I do Ishtadlis. I don't say, who can make £1 million? Can I make £1 million? I say, who can make £1 million? I have to do my Ishtadlis. I have a minna and betuchen. I say, I have a minna and betuchen. The same thing as in Ochnias. Hakim Vesh Rechitz Rishmai means you have to do Ishtadlis, meaning, damn to the Eibish, have a rootsen. Have the rootsen. The rootsen, the very minute rootsen, according to the mitzvah. The Maas, it would be possible to put on tefillin without Hashem's help, to give me the koich in the hand, to give me the chayshe, to give me the rootsen. The first rootsen, my small rootsen, comes from me. But the rest is the Eibish. That's the case. But toch in the minna and simcha. But also for emphasis, we find the Tzvum, a gewaltige Sach. Tzvum bring down Chiddush Nifle. Like we know, the Mishnah says, Eise Ushe Hasanach Bechelko. What's a Ushe? It's happy with the Chaylik. That's in Gashmias. But the Rochnias, Eise Ushe Smach Bechelko Buch Hashem. I have my Shia by night, I have my Shia by day. I'm Buch Hashem, I do a Tzedukah. I'm happy. I, my friend who's together with me in Yeshiva, in the same class, he is a big Talmud Chochem, and he wrote Tzfurim, and he is doing so well. And Choyre, be happy with what you have. Smach Bechelko. What's the Pshat? Choyre, the person has to have She'ifa to become better, to become to do more. What a Stira. But the person has to have She'ifa to try to do better, to try to do more. Or when the person has to have Smach Bechelko, it's tight. If in a pre-uret, for a man, live a tepske, and all the atzves, and all the burish choyre, and all the depression, and Hashem, all comes from people who are not samach b'chelkoi. B'shas matan teure, the Kalis Rul saw how the Malachi Ashuras were going in the gulim, in their camps, and the Eden said, you also want to have the gulim. You also want to have camps. Hashem's book says, yes, I'm going to give you the gulim, they can make the Eden, they can make the Riven, they can make the Fred, they can make the Dom. What was this? What was this kinder they had? What was this jealousy they had from Malachi? The Malachim have different, the Gulim. he's in Tzufen, he's in Durem, he's in Mizrach, and he's in Marev. Every Yid has got his, every Malach has got his place. Like Maluchim, same thing Yidin, every Yid has got his place. The Heilige Rebbe Melech writes in Neumel and Melech, Pashas Noyach, that all Yidin who came to this world to be Tamir Chachomim, that all Yidin who came to this world to be Sochem, to be Oisik in Gashmias, and give Tzedukah, and have Shirim. Every Yid was shared what he's meant to do. So, like in Gashmias, in Yom Betuchen, in Yom Smach Bechelkoi, the same thing also Rochnias, although we have to be sure, you have to look, to seek, to do more, but at the same time, I have to realize who is doing, Hashem is doing, and having Betuchen, and having Smach Bechelkoi, that was the answer that the Nevi'im said to the Yidin. When they came back after the Gulas, and they were living with Goy, to Chmud al-Islam. Chmud al-Islam. And they were crying of Atzvus. They felt in a bad shape. Be the Simcha. What's be the Simcha? Realizing it's all in the hands of Hashem. And if a person guides Sitzach HaShashuna with this Machshuva, I have to become better. I want to become better. I don't know how. It's difficult. I want to ask Hashem. Betuchen in Hashem. And whenever the Yetzer comes and puts him down, he should be mechazik. No, it's all b'yad Hashem. I trust in you, and I'll ask you, and I'll be smach b'chazik with what I have. That's the koyer to be able. Yumim kedoyshim, heilige take. Yumim neruim is true, aber zusammen yumim kedoyshim. We all know the vault, the shait, from the isfasemus. I mentioned it last year, as we say in Mizbel Soidu, we say. The loy anachni is written with the aleph, loy, and it's written with a vav. Loy is Ellen. Speak by Ellen. Let's have a look at the kapitel. What's that in the kapitel? Idi es Hashem besimchu, boy lefun of brenunu. Dikya Hashem here kevloy anachni. The kapitel was written in Ellen. It's speaking about simcha. So the Raya from Deva, the Elul, the Simcha, the Chiva from Elul, the Heilige Teg, is in of Simcha. Another thing, it's brought down a big skiller from Rav Chaim Falaji, that on Erev Rosh Hashanah, a person should say the first 11 psikim of Pasuk Kisuvoi, the Rami Oved Uvi, the whole Pasha of Bekirim that we read, by the first 11 psikim of Pasuk Kisuvoi, think about the Bekirim, but the Rami Oved Uvi, the same Pasha that we say about the Aguda, it's a skiller to say it on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Pushup Shat is, a person should thank Hashem what he had till now. A person that's not going to do it to the Eibishter. Baruch Hashem, we're living, Baruch Hashem, we have health, Baruch Hashem. Hashem gave us so many good things mentioned all these years. Thank him. Didn't know, thanking Hashem. It's another point. On that parasha, the parasha of Pasuk Kisuvoi, the Chaim Kodesh says, on the parasha of Maramas, on Yetzer Hara. A Rami Oved Uvi means the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara came into a person and wants to make the person lose. A Rami Oved Uvi. What's the Eitzer? A Nitzik and Hashem in the Karim assignment to daven to Hashem. So this Pasha also teaches us not only thanking Hashem, also teaching us how to be able to become the new Tshiva. Davening to Hashem. The Chaim Kodesh writes, Pasha Shoyf did. Chaim Kodesh writes, a person comes to a Melchum and he sees a Sis, Verechem. He sees a big, Sis means the horses, Verechem, the chariots. I'm Rav Melchum. Lois you, don't be scared. Hashem Elikecha, Abishter helps you. Abalcha Meitz Mitzrayim, Tegat Mitzrayim. Pusik in Parsha Shoftim. Pusik Shad, speaking about Gashim, speaking about Chumah. The Rambam is now speaking about Rochim. The person comes, he wants to serve a good Shmur, and he sees a sis. He has a hover. Am Rav Bimchu, so many sins. Imagine all the sins I've done in Meshach V'Yir, the old Maluchim, black Maluchim. And he sees, he wants to become a Yish. Don't be Yish. Why? Hashem Elikecha. You don't go to fight the Yetzer Hara with your own koyach. The Eibishter will help you fight him. Only Hashem's koyach you fight. The person can't fight the Malach. The person can't fight the Yetzer Hara only with Hashem's koyach. Hamalach and Eretz Mitzrayim, like Hashem, took his out of Mitzrayim with the Eibishter's koyach. The same thing as the koyach to fight the Yetzer Hara is also not the koyach from the Eibishter. The person has to realize this, the achaz of this is the gewaltige chizik. Story is told, famous story. There was this, I want to repeat it again because it's not the story, it's the limudim. Story, there was this Rebbe who was a strict Rebbe, and one of the children, one of the boys in the kitta were misbehaving, and the Rebbe gave him a big punishment. Terrible punishment, that's right, not twice, was so many lines, whatever, a big punishment he gave him. And he comes home by night to his father, and he says, Tate, what a punishment I have from the Rebbe. Terrible punishment. Can you please, can you call my Rebbe and tell him that he shouldn't work me out? I didn't mean it. This Rebbe, this father had to be the Rebbe. The father was the Rebbe. So he came home and I said, he says to his father by supper, who was his Rebbe, can you please tell my Rebbe that I wasn't really shildik, I wasn't guilty, I didn't mean it, I've been good from now on. So the father says, okay, I'll speak to your Rebbe. So that's the case of every single Yid. We are Burum Lamukim. We're children of the Eibishter. That was then. The Eibishter is also a king. The king. So what's the Eibishter? The Eibishter is we have to realize that we're children of the Eibishter. And ask the Eibishter, please help us, speak to the king to give us a get to you. The Emes is only the Eibishter can help us. Nobody else can help us. Even the Yerochmias. That's from Pusik. Hashem Hoshiyu. Hamelich Anayni B'yom Kirayim. It's a double lusha. Hashem Hoshiyu. Hashem should help us. Hamelich Anayni. The king should help us. Hashem means Rachman. Hashem Hoshiyu. The Eibishter of Rachmuna should help us. And then through it, we ask the Eibishter Hashem Hoshiyu. Hamelich will become a king. Rosh Hashuna. Yanayni B'yom Kirayim. Hashem Hoshiyu. We ask Hashem with Rachman. The time of Rachman. We speak to the Eibishter like a child to his father Hashem. Which means Rachman. Avaya is Rachman. Hoshiyu help us. Help us speak to the king. And I'm Melech Anayin of Yom Karayim. We find B'shas Matan Torah. B'shas Matan Torah, the Eden. Imagine the Eden. The Eden before Matan Torah were completely put up on the mitzvahs. A few mitzvahs in Mura. He came to Matan Torah. And there was Oichet in the Torah. 630 mitzvahs. There was a big pressure. Imagine the anticlimax of being on holiday in this nice European Alps, and then Chodesh Elul, back to Elul. Oh, it's a big anticlimax, yeah? Imagine the chilek being, wow, the Berg, the Schweizer Berg, Chayim, do what I want. And all of a sudden, back to the Elul, we say the Kippekuten, with the Schäufe, they come to Rosh Hashuna, it's a big anticlimax. Oh, but what's the Emes answer? It's all betochen. If you're going by yourself, then you have anticlimax, and then you don't want to face the truth, and then you're in bad shape. You carry on being in bad shape. If you want to come back with a good mood after the holiday, use this mood to be able to become a better person, you can face the El. Why can you face the El? Because you have betochen the Emes. Same thing goes with Matan Torah. Matan Torah, they came out of Mitzrayim. All of a sudden, they were given the Torah. It can be a difficult task. It says, Apostle, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ha. Vayichan is the Gematria 74, and the Koilel is 75, like Betuchen. The whole Indian, how are you in the Kabbalah Torah is through Betuchen. So that's the Gematria message that the Torah teaches us. And we'll finish off when we started off. The Belzeruf chose to call these days Yomim Kedoshim, the Heilige Day, rather than Yom Neruim. Because Yom Neruim can give a message, Ke'ile is pachet. It's like a pachet. But then, we can fall into Yishchas Hashem and to Atzim, so we're not gaining anything. We have to realize the truth is that only Hashem is Fuach, He is the only source how we serve Him. In Afile Rochnius, whatever we do, it's only Hashem Himself. So, in the Shai Tzafam in Kaviyish, we have to say, Hum Betuchem, Beten Am Eibishten, Dam to the Eibishten. I'm allowed, if I know that, I can face the truth. I can be masking that I have to change my life. And I face the truth. And I know Hashem is going to help. So I have betuchen in the Eibishter. I have damit in the Eibishter. I'm samach b'chelko. In the morning we say a bucha. Shelo yusani goy. Shelo yusani uved. Shelo yusani ishua. Why do we say it? Shelo yusani yisrool. Shelo yusani goy. Many treats it. Says the Tveir Shloime. Want to show a yid that you have to thank Hashem. Even shelo yusani goy. Be happy whatever you have. Since everything is only from Hashem. If I'm in charge of myself, then I'm always keep on thinking what I have to do. What I've done, I take for granted. What I have, I take for granted, because I have done it. I'm looking to do more. Suppose somebody says, if he thinks that he's taking the shears by himself, he takes it for granted. What's he busy with? Trying to make more. But if you realize the Amistran, my own koyach, I'll be penniless. Whatever I have is Hashem. So besides thinking about you have to do more, you have to thank Hashem what you have again. Say, Shaloi Usani Doi. Shaloi Usani Ovet. Shaloi Usani Ishu. To thank Hashem of what we have. Even if He didn't make it say Doi. He didn't make it say Eved. And then, through that, with the Nesoidu, we can carry on to the Simcha Kuchuk and the Simcha, not Betuch and the Mine, and Zoyre Zanzi Aksime, the Kasime Toiv.
No, 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 absolutely.